Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, today we're going to talk about a very important subject. The big U word, unemployment. You know, the pandemic triggered an unprecedented unemployment amount of people in the U.S. 30 million plus Americans out of work. But did you know that there's a unemployment stigma? You know, and let me just start out by saying that I read something. It was on CBS the other day. It was a tweet or something. I can't remember what I read. I was like, what? And that is that in Japan, more people committed suicide in the month of October than died from this COVID-19 pandemic in the entire previous 10 months. So it's a cultural thing, but there's a shame that goes with being unemployed or losing your business. And depending on where you're from, it could drive you to do crazy things. So this is a very, very important subject. And so today we have a special guest. Our guest is Monica Lewis. She is a director of product management at LinkedIn. And I just want to read a little something here for you, because to begin with, Monica leads an outstanding team of product managers who develop products that help companies hire and help professionals find their dream jobs. Monica is passionate about, oh my gosh, and there's like four lines, so I'm going to jump down to the fun stuff. Monica is passionate about, again, this is going past the fact that she's got an MBA from Stanford and all that. Monica is passionate about pranks and nerdy puns. How do you like that? That's your bio? Welcome to the show, by the way, Monica.
Thanks, Alan. It's great to be here.
You know what?
Great to see my LinkedIn profile caught the attention.
Well, we are all human, and at some point, you know, I always tell my friends, I go, you know what? Don't take life too seriously, because it's always going to throw all kinds of crazy things at you. Although 2020 is a year that I think we all want to see in the rearview mirror. So you guys recently at LinkedIn released a study that you did in September of over 1,000 hiring managers and 2,000 unemployed professionals in the U.S. age 18 to 74, and found that despite millions of people around the globe being out of work due to this COVID pandemic, the majority of Americans think there is a stigma around unemployment. And I think what we're trying to say here is that there's a psychological effect of either shame or what is it? But maybe we could talk about this, because LinkedIn, I'm one of your premium customers. I pay the money to, like I said to you in the, before we get started, I gots to know. I like to know who looks at my page, and I want the upgrade. I'm first class, right? But let's talk about this study, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was really eye-opening to understand just how many Americans, it's 84% of folks that we surveyed, feel there's a stigma around unemployment. And two-thirds of them think that stigma is actually impacting their ability to get hired. But the good news is that flip over, you know, LinkedIn as an ecosystem, we've got professionals, workers, as well as the employers and the hiring managers, recruiters. On the other side of that coin, almost all hiring managers, 96% of them, would hire a candidate who was laid off due to the pandemic. So it's really in reality, the stigma isn't really on the employer side of the equation. They're still looking for, hey, how do I find the right person? They know that folks across the board of all walks of life have been impacted by the pandemic and by the unemployment crisis that resulted. So the stigma really is more in folks' minds than anything, but that still really is impacting how they're job seeking.
Right.
And working at LinkedIn, it being a marketplace where, you know, so many people are there, we're really focused on how do we crack that nut of helping job seekers realize that by talking about it more openly, they can actually get more traction and find more opportunity as a result. So that's kind of how we're thinking about trying to move the needle.
Well, LinkedIn is one of these great platforms that we have that I think, you know, hopefully we can shine a light on this stigma, because you know what they say, the only thing to fear is fear itself. And our mind, this psychological effect that it has on us, and it creates, You know, I think something that we really have to examine and look at, because it is a negative effect and it will affect you negatively if you allow it to. And I think Monica Lewis is going to help us to understand a little bit more about this and how we can overcome this fear and this stigma we're talking about of unemployment. Monica Lewis, Director of Product Management, LinkedIn. I don't have to tell you, .com, right? LinkedIn.com. I know. I have to do that. We'll take a little break. We'll come back, talk more with Monica about this stigma or the lack thereof. We'll be right back.
Can't get enough of Entrepreneur Weekly? Check out our podcast on iTunes for even more content. Subscribe today. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Monica Lewis joining us from LinkedIn, Director of Product Management. We're talking about the psychological effects of being out of work, unemployed. And LinkedIn has done a study, and we're talking with Monica about that. What is the impact on people, Monica? Because I think some people, you know, they don't like to talk about it, but it's got to have an effect. What are you seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. What we heard through folks that we talked to through the survey is they feel embarrassed, they feel uneasy or ashamed. And the result it has is they're maybe not even asking people they know for help, you know, friends, family members, colleagues. And, you know, we've seen how critical and how valuable sharing what you're looking for when you're looking for an opportunity, sharing that with your network can be in helping connect you to opportunity. And, you know, even though we're all remote, socially distancing, so we don't have that same in-person connection, it's still, you know, never a better time to reconnect around the holiday season, you know, so many changes going on. It's an easy opportunity to just reach out to, you know, folks that you already know and just check in, hey, how are you doing? Or potentially if even reach out to those, you know, that you haven't met before, if there's someone who you want to learn something from, you know, they have some experience or they've tackled a similar challenge that you're taking on. It's a great opportunity to do that as someone who's looking to make a change, who's looking for new work. It can really help open doors.
Mm. And, you know, you talk about, you said a word there, remotes, working remotely. I think 2020 will be the year of working remotely. And I do believe that it is going to change the way a lot of companies work. I've heard stories of people giving up their huge office spaces because they're like, you know what? This works. We could do this and do it for a lot less money. How about some tools that LinkedIn may have to help people that are, you know, working remotely or unemployed and just need to sit down and go, all right, I got to get my house in order, in essence, my business affairs in order.
It starts with just remembering the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step.
Right.
It can sometimes, at least for me, be intimidating thinking about trying to take on a big thing, but just breaking it down. Some things that LinkedIn offers, a lot of people are considering new career paths as they're seeing, hey, maybe the landscape of work is changing or they want to gain new skills. There's a new tool that LinkedIn launched called Career Explorer. It's really cool. You basically go in and can provide, hey, here's the most recent role that I have. And it uses LinkedIn data. It looks at all those millions of people on LinkedIn, what job paths they've taken, what skills they have. And the tool helps you visualize from where I am today, where can I get to next? And it even helps highlight, here are some learning courses that you could take to fill in any skill gaps to help you get that next opportunity. So it's kind of a way of like bringing into your own home office or your own laptop the ability to get a taste of what different paths might look like to start to explore them. The other feature that I really love that the team worked on earlier this year, it lets job seekers signal that they're open to work. it's like raising your hand virtually to your whole network and beyond, actually, on LinkedIn. You turn on this feature and it activates a simple photo frame around your profile picture on LinkedIn. And that makes it easy for recruiters and hiring managers to spot folks who are looking for jobs. And it also lets your network know that you're looking so that you can, you know, more easily have some of those conversations and start to explore what's next. The exciting nerdy stat, Alan,
I
like about this is we're seeing folks with who use this feature are getting a lot more inbound interest from recruiters. They're getting 40% more messages from recruiters on LinkedIn and even more outreach from their own community. So these are just some of the tools that we've been working on to help bridge some of those connections as people are remote and maybe not in person, but can still help kind of them explore what might be next and find ways to connect with other people.
Okay. When we come back, you can tell us the best way to find all that. It's called the Career Explorer Tool. So, guys, hang tight. We're talking with Monica Lewis, Director of Product Management at LinkedIn, linkedin.com. You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Don't forget, pick up an issue of Entrepreneur Magazine at newsstands everywhere. We'll be right back with more.
For you, there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Boy, we need a lot of that right now because we have got a very strange time in history happening to all of us, all at once. From LinkedIn, we have the Director of Product Management, Monica Lewis, doing a great job today. We were talking about this psychological effect of being unemployed. It's happening. It's there's like shame. Like, but it doesn't have to be that way. There's how many? 30+ million Americans out of work. Don't let this fear, this anxiety, this shame work on your brain. People can see it on you. They're like, "What's wrong?" Nothing. Well, there is something wrong, but you know, you need some tools. LinkedIn is coming to the table with some tools. And Monica, we were talking about that. The website for how people can get a hold of this new Career Explorer tool you talked about on the other side, what is that?
That's opportunity.linkedin.com. Definitely recommend folks go check it out and play around.
All right. Opportunity.linkedin.com. Thank you for thinking like this because, you know, you guys, the big tech companies and LinkedIn, obviously one of the big tech companies, so many of them are trying to manipulate the system and all this, and they're all getting beat up and you see them on TV, the Facebooks and these other ones, but you guys have stayed outside of that fray. Your social media, but your business social media, and you guys are doing something good. These opportunities, these tools to help people out of this, we'll call it a slump. I mean, this is not something we did to ourselves. This is something that is foreign to us, this pandemic, and it's wreaking havoc on us. And so we thank you for bringing some tools to the table to help those that are sitting there right now going, I don't know what's next. But what do you guys, you know, I mean, when you see what's happening in the social media world today, you guys must have made some solid decisions to stay the hell out of that, right?
Well, yeah, I'd say really at the heart of LinkedIn is the community on LinkedIn. Like, yes, there are the tools and products, but the magic is people coming together. And we're seeing, yes, it's a professional context, but the reasons that people are coming to LinkedIn are just expanding all the time. They're sharing their views, their opinions, their ideas, their aspirations, their challenges. And I think a lot of credit to across LinkedIn, trust has been the top focus. You know, throughout all of the teams, we've invested a lot in making sure that we're encouraging safe conversations, that we're helping folks understand, hey, what is LinkedIn for? And really investing in and keeping a lot of the activity that's not right for LinkedIn off of it so that it can be that thriving, safe community where everyone can come connect with others and find opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's not a coincidence and it takes a lot of work every day.
Yeah, I can't imagine being you guys right now, where you really are having to find these solutions to help people, because it's a daunting job. It really is. And again, hats off to your team and the folks at LinkedIn for coming up with some nice tools. Have you seen your numbers increase? I mean, you must have. You've done these studies and things. What's it like out there?
Yeah, it's definitely seen changes across the board. We know that companies, as you know, as you mentioned, are changing the way that they do business. So a lot of them have been looking, hey, how do I bring my presence, you know, accelerate that digital transformation, bring that presence with my customers, with my community online. And obviously, you know, unfortunately, there are a lot more job seekers, but we've been, you know, privileged to be able to be in a position where we can help them navigate that through tools like the Career Explorer tool, the ability to signal that they're hiring. Another thing that I'm really excited about that we launched is for hirers on the other side. You know, we are in a pandemic, but there's still a lot of hiring activity going on. So we've invested in making it easier for hirers to get the word out that they're hiring and make those connections. So you can now post a job for free on LinkedIn. You can, if you're the hiring manager or the recruiter, you can actually showcase right on your profile that you're hiring with that similar photo frame when people are looking for work, and excited to see how that's coming together. Mm. We've also just seen, you know, across the board, more than a 50% increase in content shared on the platform, just lots of signs that people are engaging more on LinkedIn to, you know, have some of those professional conversations and find opportunity. So it's definitely been an interesting time to be working here and really exciting one as well.
What do you love about LinkedIn? You're working there. You got a pretty good sized job. You have the ability to make changes in this world. What do you love about it?
You know what? I've asked this question a lot when I interview candidates. For me, it's three things. First is the mission and the purpose. You know, I wake up every day knowing exactly what I'm in it for and what LinkedIn's in it for, and that's creating opportunity, and that just brings a great deal of meaning. I also just love the team that I work with. I'm surrounded by people who, you know, challenge me, who make me laugh, who are just great, great to be around. And then the third part is, you know, never a dull moment. There's constant growth opportunity. There's so many different problems that we're tackling at LinkedIn that it just makes it a, like, very, for a nerdy person, a fun place, because there's never a dull moment, never a time when learning stops. But the core of it is really the mission of what we're trying to do, and seeing the ability for us to impact change at the scale that we can in terms of helping people find jobs or more professional success.
I love it.
Is really motivating.
Well, all right, now it's time for my pun. There once was a man from Nantucket. All right, I won't do that. You just don't even worry about it. I won't go there. All right, that website, again, opportunity.linkedin.com. And if you guys are truly interested in changing your life, LinkedIn will help you. Monica Lewis, thank you.
It was a delight to be here. Thanks, Alan.
This song is perfect for this. They've been thinking about you.
There's more Entrepreneur Weekly after these messages. Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, Alan Taylor on LinkedIn gets requests from all over the world because of Entrepreneur Magazine, the Entrepreneur brand, and this radio show, Entrepreneur Weekly. And I appreciate that. I try and accept pretty much all of them. Although, you know, I do look at each one. So I think in this crazy digital world that we're living in, we have to still keep an eye on who we allow into our worlds. A guy that I allowed into my world is a friend of mine now, Scott Schilling, executive vice president of strategic partnerships at a company like LinkedIn. I'll say that because if we look at these companies like Facebook and Twitter, and they have competitors that are for, you know, like Twitter, we have now Parler, and people are moving over to Parler. Why? I don't know why they're, you know, they have their personal reasons or political reasons, whatever, but they want certain, you know, maybe the newness of a new platform. I don't know. Facebook, I'm friends with Mark, who owns and founded MeWe, MeWe.com. It's kind of like a Facebook. So everybody's got somebody that's doing something with a little twist. So for the folks that use LinkedIn, Scott has got a company called Be Connected, which is interesting because isn't all of this about making connections, expanding our opportunities at the end of the day? And Scott, welcome to the show. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Alan. Always great to be here.
Thank you.
I greatly appreciate it.
No problem. But so what I like to do is, you know, when I have a show like with the people from LinkedIn who were just on, they did a great job. And of course, they have great opportunities for people. But you guys also do something that's similar yet different. And I think it's good for us since we haven't had you on for, I don't know, 8 or 10 months or whatever it's been since the beginning of COVID, that you explain what is Be Connected. And it's B-E-E connected with a K, B-E-E connected with a K.com if you guys want to look at it. But explain what is this Be Connected once again.
Well, it's basically the premier hub for entrepreneurs, small business owners, home-based business owners, to really come and connect and collaborate for greater mutual success. It's an intentional community that we've come together for business people to expand their business, expand their mind, their reach, and ultimately their results in the world. And we do it differently in that we're kind of like dating software for the business world.
Right.
We've taken algorithms like the dating softwares did. We put in artificial intelligence to make it smarter after every search, and ideal customer search all in one. Literally at the touch of a button, you get 6 prospects that are perfectly designed for you and your profile. And it's permission-based, which means no private contact information is exchanged until permission is granted. That's one of the biggest differences.
Well, like you said, it's kind of like dating software. So when I say that it's like LinkedIn, in certain ways it is because it's for business. And
yes.
But it has definitely got a different twist. So I thought these two platforms kind of, you know, you guys complement each other in a certain way. So,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not a one or the other. It can be a both and.
Yeah,
right. It's taking and refining your search. And we have a very intentional community.
So can you talk about the success stories over the last, say, year since things got rolling with Be Connected?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like many of your audience is probably experiencing, you know, COVID rocked their world. They were doing business in a certain way, and then all of a sudden they had to pivot. Well, as we launched Be Connected and people started joining this community, all of a sudden they had new ways to reach out to people. They couldn't go to networking meetings. They couldn't go and find it the way it was. So now literally at the touch of the button, they can find those people. Well, we have members that literally within an hour of meeting somebody else started generating $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 from what they learned or from what they gained out of the relationship that was gained through Be Connected, through that connection. So there's just been some phenomenal. I was talking to one of our members last week. She's a book launch expert. She said, Scott, I've been so busy this week from my connections on Be Connected. I've got 4 book proposals to write just this week alone. And so we're hearing a lot of successes of people are far more intentional. They're doing business purposely. They're not having to waste the time sorting through the wheat and the chaff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they get straight to the working relationship and start to create those relationships that now are going to carry them for years to come.
So maybe you could walk people through what does it take to be involved and to have an account or whatever it is that Be Connected.
Sure. As a matter of fact, Alan, you've got an account, bkwithalan.com. You could simply go to bkwithalan.com. You can see all the various memberships and things that we have, but you could actually sign up for your own free account right with Mr. Alan Taylor. And then what you do is you get your own website so that you can build your profile. This is your humble brag, your ability to tell the rest of the community how awesome you are and how well you do what you do. You can even include videos of yourself, all sorts of different things in your profile. And then it's time to start making connections. Literally, you touch a button and six people who are aligned with your target market show up for your consideration. Literally 5 minutes a day, you can change your entire prospecting.
Well, I got to tell you, so this is Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, because right now we got to do whatever it takes to be able to survive during this COVID pandemic, psychological and, you know, crazy warfare that's going on all of our minds. We were talking about the shame of not being employed. It weighs heavy. So be connected, B-E-E, connected with a K, .com, or you can go to BK with Alan, ALAN.com. And you never know. We're going to come back and talk more with Scott and see some other opportunities. Today's show, all about opportunities in a COVID world. We'll be right back. Just turn around now, because you're not.
This is The Drive with Alan Taylor.
So I get a call from Scott Schilling, Executive Vice President of Strategic Partnerships over at Be Connected. And he says, Alan, we got to tell the world about this. And I'm like, yeah, this is great. This is kind of like a dating club and a business club that have been co-modulated together. And now you can really take advantage of your connections, people you know. And this is very out-of-the-box thinking. So Be Connected is B-E-E, connected with a K, .com. Or you can find out more information, of course, at BK with Alan, my first name, A-L-A-N, BKwithAlan.com. And it'll take you. And Scott is helping monitor this. So if you get right to Scott with this, and that's his thing, strategic partnerships. That's the whole thing with Be Connected, I think, is meeting people, connecting people. And today it's all about opportunities. What about retraining, Scott? People that are, you know, they're perfectly capable, but they've never done this, that, or the other thing. So they sit there and go, well, I don't know how to do that. What about that for Be Connected? Do you have any training programs?
As a matter of fact, we do, Alan. We've got Be Connected University, which is part of our platform. And in fact, there's about $30,000 worth of very specific courses, everything from how to rebrand your business to how to create the digital marketing behind it, to Facebook mastery, how to drive traffic to your business, how to set up an e-commerce website so that you can maybe pivot your business. The reality is that the world is going through technology and it's going to the internet, and we want to help those who need to kind of get the retraining or to tweak, you know, somebody moved their cheese. So there's a gap. Well, right. We want to fill that gap in knowledge so that they can create the new extension of their business.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, if they need a new business, they can do that through what's available in the university as well.
So we live in a world of Zoom meetings and online webinars and all that kind of stuff. And it's actually a good time. Thank goodness that we have those tools. You have Be Connected University webinars. Do you guys do live webinars and things like that? Or is it all kind of already baked into the whole, you know, you can check out our webinars over here? How does that work?
Well, we do a lot of webinars, but we also have a member benefit where we have access to a top-tier webinar platform at the enterprise level that gives you 500 webinar seats in a single webinar, 10,000 live to Facebook, live streaming, unlimited cloud storage, even transcription of the recordings, all for only $12.99 a month. Now, that's as a member of Be Connected. If you were to get that enterprise level package outside of BK, it would probably be about $100 a month.
Oh yeah.
So we're trying to save money for people as well.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Those things can also cost $1,000, $2,000, $5,000. You know, I've seen these webinar things go for crazy money. And the fact that you are becoming this hub of information and connectivity, I guess you might say, brings the price way down, which is great. I run a nonprofit right now, and I've been talking to other nonprofits, and nonprofit, we rely on people's donations and their support, and that's down right now. So as a nonprofit, even I am looking for opportunities to, you know, maybe bring in some extra do-re-mi with some interesting ways. What about association programs like that?
Yeah, we're very cognizant that associations, service clubs, chambers of commerce, and nonprofits have been tremendously affected by COVID. In fact, one of the chambers that we're working with had 125,000 members pre-COVID. Today, they have 80,000.
Oh, man.
They've lost 36% of their membership, and you can tie that straight to revenue. That's probably 36% or more of their revenue. So as we started thinking about what we have available here at Be Connected, everything from the training, the coaching, the education, to the connections, we said, what if we were able to team up with associations, service clubs like the Rotary and Lions and folks like that, chambers of commerce and nonprofits, create some member benefits for them to try to create some retention in their membership so that they didn't leave, give them some member benefits from existing members, but then also create some revenues for the clubs or the nonprofits so they can continue to do their good work. The word that we've had from so many is, at a time where everybody is pulling away from us, our sponsors are this, are that, we're having to shut down events, it's costing us money left and right, Be Connected is the only company that's come to us and said, can we help you? Let us help, and here's how we want to do it. And oh, by the way, those programs are absolutely no cost to the nonprofit or association.
Wow. Wow. That's big. That's really big because, you know, resources are tight. And but what an interesting time we have going on in our world right now that we all have to start looking, you know, for another way of making money when we put all of our eggs in one basket in a certain career. But now companies like yours and the LinkedIn company we had on before, you guys are getting creative. Although this whole company all by itself, BeConnected.com, is incredibly creative, melding a dating and a business site kind of together to, I don't know, I think it's hilarious. BKWithAllen.com, you can find me, you can get directly to Scott and I. We'll take a little break and be right back with more Scott Schilling from Be Connected, B-E-E, connected with a K.com. We'll be right back. Need a mentor? One-on-one online sessions with Entrepreneur Magazine's experts can help you start a business, grow your business, build your brand, fundraise, and more. Book your one-on-one session with experienced business owners and media experts. Jason Pfeiffer, editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine, can help you perfect your business pitch to media. Businesswoman Kathleen Griffith, founder of Grace & Company, can help improve your growth and marketing strategies. Need guidance on improving your leadership skills? Elizabeth Gore, president of Alice, can help you become a strong, value-driven leader. So what are you waiting for? Book your one-on-one session with Entrepreneur's lineup of experts today. Visit entrepreneur.com/mentors. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/mentors.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, once again, Scott Schilling with us from BeConnected.com. Opportunities galore. He put together a nice little website for me. He could do it for you too. BKWithAllen.com, so you can go bam, right to what we're talking about right here and connect right with Scott and myself. So, this is a great opportunity when people are living their lives right now in fear of not knowing what is next, Scott. So what would you kind of wrap things up with? What do you say to people when they're afraid and they're like sitting there full of angst and fear? Huh?
Well, I think the greatest thing is it's understandable. We're living in unprecedented times with everything that's going on with this pandemic. But one of the things that I share with folks as we're coaching or talking to them is fear is really something that has to be manufactured. And what I mean by that is in order for you or anybody else to get into fear, they first have to get out of the present, wherever they are that minute, and they have to go into an imagined future with something negative happening.
Mm.
It's an imagined future. It's not a real future. And so that's the only way you can even get to fear. And quite frankly, what I work to do is encourage people to say, you know what? There's another side of that, and it's called faith. And faith is belief in the unseen, assurance of the unknown. So in essence, take what I said about fear and just reverse it in that you also, with faith, have to somewhat get out of the present and get into an imagined future of some really positive, good things happening. And the reality is those are what you deserve and where you're headed. That's where 2020 is wrapping up and heading into 2021 with faith that it's going to be significantly better, that people are going to come through this. I truly believe that God has put us in time out so that we can understand which side of this imagined future we're supposed to be on. And I believe it's the faithful side of positivity, of good things happening. And that's what we've found is the people who have used technology to come to be connected, they've changed the way they network. They don't go to a meeting, they actually just go to their computer, and within a second they have those people.
Yeah.
Those who are seeing that as their future are having tremendous success, and they are strong in their faith for what 2021 is going to be and how we're going to come through all this. So I would just encourage people that, you know, stay on the side of positivity. I understand not everything's easy, but I learned a long time ago that all things work together for my good.
Yep.
I didn't say all things were good. I didn't say all things are easy. What I said is all things work together for my good. And if we all come together coming through this pandemic and through this time, and we reach out to our friends. And by the way, I refuse to socially distance. Now, I'll physical distance to be safe, but social distancing I won't do because we're social beings.
Yep.
I'm on the phone. It's just like you said to start this whole thing. I called you the other day because we hadn't talked in a while, and I wanted to talk to a friend. That's the way I handle the social side of it. I'll physical distance.
Yep.
I'll be safe.
Yep.
But I'm going to be social wherever and whenever I can be.
Well, God bless you for those words. That was all good, and that's a massive paradigm shift of thinking. I hope you guys really let that sink in. Again, the company is Be Connected Like a Bumblebee, B-E-E, connected with a K, K-O-N-N-E-C-T-E-D.com. Or you can find Scott and me at my little site they put together for me, BKWithAllen, A-L-A-N, .com, BKWithAllen.com. Scott, thank you, sir. I can't wait to see you sometime soon in the future after all this burns over.
Absolutely.
All right. And again, just before I go, I want to ask this one question. Are you a coffee connoisseur like I am? Well, then I want to tell you about the ultimate coffee machine, the Jura ENA-8. This sexy one-cup machine is like a high-end precision watch, and I love watches. And it literally delivers the best freshly ground, freshly extracted cup of coffee every time that is delicious. And I mean every time. I've had one for like 8 years now. Again, it's the new Jura ENA-8. Do yourself a favor and research it at Jura.com. And if not for yourself, make it the ultimate gift for a loved one this holiday season. Jura.com. Simply amazing. I'm Alan Taylor for Entrepreneur Weekly. We'll see you next week. Same time, same channel, right here on Entrepreneur Weekly.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.